This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. It was not a good day for backers of Medicaid expansion yesterday. As Marshall Griffin explains, the proposal suffered setbacks on both sides of the Missouri Capitol.
First, the Senate Appropriations Committee rejected a bill that would have expanded Medicaid in Missouri while promising to reverse course if the federal government failed to deliver promised funding. Then the House Budget Committee rejected two attempts to add Medicaid expansion to the state budget. Republican Rick Stream of St. Louis County chairs the committee.
We don't like to expand government for the most part. There's a worry about what the federal government has promised versus what it'll deliver. They say for the first 3 years, 100%. Who's to say it's going to be 100% next year?
Democrats, meanwhile, may try again to expand Medicaid when the state budget is debated on the House floor in 2 weeks. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
University of Missouri Children's Hospital is celebrating the opening of a new waiting area for its newborn intensive care unit. Hospital officials say accommodating families for longer periods and overnight stays is an important aspect of neonatal intensive care units. The new waiting room, located right next to the NICU, includes a living room, kitchen, two flat-screen TVs, and shower facilities. On Tuesday evening, about 50 family members, supporters, and healthcare professionals got a preview of the new waiting area. Sylvia Carpentier helped raise money for the project through her nonprofit corporation, Pascal's Pals. She says for families of children in intensive care, there's a lot of waiting at a stressful time. Carpentier knows firsthand why a comfortable area, equipped with essentials, is necessary. Because of illness, her daughter Pascal was in the hospital at a young age.
It started when Pascal was a year old. There she had leukemia, and then I gathered a group of friends to help out because at the time we were needed entertainment for the children in each of the rooms. There were no TV or VCR, and that's how we started fundraising there.
John Perdalos is an MU hospital neonatologist. He says an improved waiting area is necessary for families of young children receiving care.
This sometimes becomes their second home and they're here for days and days, especially acutely when the baby might not be doing so well. They don't really want to leave, and so having a place that they could shower up and get a nice meal, and that way they don't feel like they are torn between leaving and taking care of themselves.
The new patient waiting area for the University Hospital Newborn Intensive Care Unit is now open for use by families. The improvements to the area cost about $120,000. The Columbia Police Department received multiple grants to better help patrol roads for drunk drivers and youths not wearing seatbelts. The grants, provided by the Missouri Department of Transportation's Traffic and Highway Safety Division, will go toward enforcing youth seatbelt use and sobriety checkpoints. Columbia Police Traffic Unit Supervisor Sergeant Curtis Perkins says the goal of the grant provided for the youth seatbelt enforcement is to have a visible presence.
Whether we're, sitting and watching, make sure people are buckling up, whether we're, somewhere in a nearby area or an area, where young drivers frequent and we're looking for other violations and, checking for seatbelt at the same time.
The youth seatbelt enforcement period will be from March 15th through March 31st and have dedicated officers watching for violations during that time. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.